For the 42nd year, United Van Lines tallied the number of moves it handled coming into each state and compared with the number of moves out. Illinois ranked number 2, meaning only one other state, New Jersey, recorded more moves away versus moves into the state. And not too far behind was Iowa in 8th place, with more people leaving than coming in. And for the 7th year, the company hired Michael Stoll to interpret the data. He's a professor of public policy at UCLA and an expert on U.S. migration patterns. He calls both states net losers.
This is part of a longer overall migration trend that's been occurring in the United States for the last 20, 30 years, where you have people leaving the Midwest or bordering Midwest and Northeast to the southern and western, southwestern states for a whole variety of reasons, including economic changes in the economy, as well as demographic change, as well as people migrating to more warmer climates in general.
In 2018, 66% of the Illinois moves were outbound, with only 34% inbound.
Illinois, unlike a lot of the United States, tends to have an older population. So if you look at the percentage of the population that's over 65 in Illinois, it's much greater than in most other parts in the United States, especially the southern and western states. So you have baby boomers in Illinois who are at the point of either being retired or near retirement, and consequently also making, or some are making, relocation decisions. And many of those are leaving Illinois for that reason.
And of the Iowa moves last year, Dr. Stoll says 56% were outbound or leaving the state versus 45% inbound coming into Iowa.
The people that are moving out of Iowa are generally somewhere between 25 and 44. That's much different than the people that are leaving Illinois, who are mostly over 65. And they're more moderate income individuals. So they're making somewhere between $40,000 and $75,000. So what that says is that there's an economic reason for people leaving Iowa that may have to do with professional aspirations or opportunities that they could achieve elsewhere.
Another difference between the two states is what attracted new residents or inbound moves. For Illinois, it was new jobs or job transfers. That was important for Iowa, too. But a second major reason was to be closer to family and friends.
In Iowa, about 63% of people are moving there to take a job, but a quarter, 25%, are moving to be closer to family and friends. And typically, in the United States, only about 6% of people move to be closer to family and friends. So 25% moving to Iowa for that reason is a pretty big number.
Stoll says in general, the number one reason Americans relocate is job-related, but other factors can play a role too. Family, housing costs, and taxes. But he emphasizes taxes are not a major reason.
Taxes by themselves are not the reason why people move. If so, then, most people wouldn't be in California or New York, which are high-tax states, but those are also some of the highest populated states.
As for how Illinois and Iowa might reverse the trends and gain more new residents, he points to Vermont, which is now paying people $10,000 to move there, and to Cleveland and Pittsburgh. They've moderated the losses for their Rust Belt states by reinventing themselves and becoming centers for medicine and medical research, thereby attracting new young people to offset the retirees moving to warmer states. I'm Herb Tricks.